This is King Rice, and you're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on 1160 and 1310 AM, part of the Shore Sports Network.
The host and defending NEC champion, Long Island Blackbirds. Sorry, guys. LIU Brooklyn Blackbirds lead Monmouth at halftime, 43-37, as we're just about ready for the second half of action. For the second half, Monmouth will be going right to left. LIU will be going left to right. Steve, we saw the best LIU has to offer in that first half. They were high-flying. They were running in transition. Probably the only thing they didn't do well that they normally do well is shoot it from deep. So MU dodged that bullet, but the Hawks didn't shoot particularly well themselves outside of Mike Myers' kit, and they're only down 43-37.
Mike Myers really turning it on in the second half and getting the Hawks back into this ball game. He's 4 of 5 from three-point range and 6 of 9 from the floor. Really those threes bringing the Hawks back. And then Marcus Ware and Ed Waite working the zone offense down low, getting some layup attempts, bringing the Hawks back. Like you said, Eddie, LIU Brooklyn only shooting 20% from three. They're 2 of 10. And one of their bench guys, Brandon Thompson, shot 5 threes and was 1 of 5. So he's cold right now coming off the bench. Jason Brickman was 1 of 1 from three. He can shoot it. And we know Michael Kopel can shoot it. He's 0 of 2. I look for the Hawks to probably start in man, but with LIU not shooting great from the perimeter, I wouldn't mind seeing Coach Rice go back to that 2-3 defense, possibly when Phil Waite gets back in the game. One thing the Hawks have to do a better job of is, one, they have to guard the screen and roll better. Garner is very fast, but he got into the lane way too easy off the screen and roll. And then the second thing is that when they do miss, they have to get back on defense, get back, have play better transition defense, so guys like Boyd and Alassaware don't get easy baskets in transition.
LIU basketball to begin the second half. They go left to right. Brickman has his pocket picked by Nesmith. Dion, layup, good! 43-39.
What a way to start for the Hawks, and Dion Nesmith all over Brickman's dribble, steals it from him on the crossover and finishes with the lay-in.
Down low, Boyd gets free. He dunks it with two hands.
And then what an answer right there for LIU Brooklyn as Brickman with the entry pass into Boyd. And that's just not good post defense and not good help defense either.
Ed Waite open in the left corner. They go down low to Marcus Ware. He loses it momentarily. Loose ball. Ed comes away with it. He's trying to call a timeout, and he's awarded a timeout. 19-19 to go. Second half. It's 45-39 LIU. Steve, that timeout will be assessed full. We'll keep it right here.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Eddie, but Ed Waite, first, Marcus has to be stronger with the ball, and as he gets the ball hit away from him too easy, Ed Waite gets on the ground, calls timeout, which now the Hawks really, you really want to take advantage of that timeout, and it also keeps the possession arrow with the Monmouth Hawks because LIU started with the ball, so next jump ball will still go the Hawks' way. But now with the early timeout, you really hope that the Hawks can take advantage of it and not just blow this timeout away.
Well, the important part with that, Steve, is that Monmouth now only has 2 timeouts, so they need to really make this one count, as not even, you know, just over 40 seconds came off of the second half clock. Again, 19-19. Each team with a bucket here in the second half. It's 45-39 Blackbirds. We've seen Coach Rice, out of these situations, really come up with something creative. We've seen alley-oops. We've seen backdoor finds. You've got to think he's going to look for something quick like that.
Yeah, I agree. And like we've been saying, you don't want to waste this timeout because it's so early in the half. And the Hawks do run a lot of good out-of-bounds, especially based on out-of-bounds plays. They kind of look in that flex. They run like a flex set with a 1-4 low here. Let's see what they do in this out-of-bounds play here.
Steal inbounds to Ware. He gets it back on the left wing. Circles back up top of the key. He'll hand for Tillotson. Austin circles up with a right hand. They find Steele open in the corner for three. He takes it. Misses short. The rebound knocked out of bounds. Thought Boyd hit it, but they say Ware did. It'll be LIU ball.
That time they elect to go with the Jesse Steele running the baseline looking for a three. Garner was really running at him. Wouldn't mind seeing Jesse showing a head fake looking to drive baseline.
Garner now has it with Steele on him. Working between the circles, dribbling to the left wing. Picks up his dribble, nowhere to go with it. He hands off for Culpo, 23 on the shot clock. We've played a minute and 10 seconds. Culpa spins on Tillotson at the foul line. Picks up his dribble. Goes to Alassa where Waite knocked it out of bounds. It'll remain with the Blackbirds, 15 on the shot clock.
And nice ball pressure right now from the Hawks trying to get in that passing lane. Like to see Ed Waite use his inside hand to get a deflection. Might have had a better chance deflecting it and keeping it in bounds.
Brickman inbound in the corner to Michael Culpo. Pull it along, two, no good, short. Boyd, offensive rebound. Putback is good over Ed Waite, who mistimed his jump.
Mistimed his jump, and Culpo put up a terrible shot. And you got to get that rebound there off of a bad shot from LIU.
Tillotson up top of the key. Nesmith, a three, no good. The rebound to Ed Waite. Ed loses it, gets it back. Putback is good. And a technical foul has been assessed to LIU's Julian Boyd. So count Ed's basket, and the Hawks will have some free throws and the ball back.
And Julian Boyd absolutely earned his technical foul as he was in the ref's face arguing for a call. Good job by Marcus Ware to keep fighting. Couldn't get the rebound, but tips it. Ed Waite's able to come up with it. He lost the ball, was able to finish it on the reverse side and score. But Julian Boyd absolutely earned his technical foul. Coach Ferry protecting his player and defending his player. But Julian Boyd gets in the ref's face and earns the technical foul.
He walked right off the floor. He knew he was coming out of the game.
And now Coach Ferry is in Julian Boyd's face, probably telling him, don't do that again.
Well, Coach Ferry was pretty fired up, too. We just listened now to the public address. We're going to get the official call. It looks as though Kenny Onyeche has come in as Steele misses the first free throw. Onyeche has checked in. Steve, he's now wearing number 24. He got blood on his jersey in the first half. He's also come on with the John Starks mask as Steele hits the second one. So Onyeche now has the... Didn't Starks wear that a playoff series once, didn't he?
The John Starks mask, but maybe for the next generation of our listeners, the Rip Hamilton mask, if you will.
I prefer my reference.
I understand.
But I know what you're doing there. Steele hit one of two, so it's a five-point LIU lead. And they now have the basketball because it happened after the shot went in. Whistle down low. You knew that was going to happen.
You knew it's going to happen. And Monmouth really has nothing to do with Boyd getting a technical foul as he screamed at the ref himself. And then you get a ticky-touch foul on Marcus Ware. It's not Marcus's fault that Boyd lost his cool and got called for a technical foul.
And Marcus didn't really do anything different. It was just the normal tussling down low. As the Blackbirds inbound it, Culpo's double-teamed, ball out of bounds.
Great trap right there.
And it's knocked out of bounds off of Nesmith, so it will remain with the Blackbirds. We haven't even played 2 minutes in the second half. We've already got a technical, a couple of baskets. At least it's entertaining.
And we'll see now how Coach Ferry deals with something like that. What does he elect to do with Boyd? How long does he keep him out for?
Garner gets the inbound over to Brickman. He goes down low to Alassaware. Layup good. Plus one as Ed Waite was late in recovering.
And one of the most frustrating things, too, is when a guy scores an easy layup and you foul him. It
should let him score.
Either let him score or foul him and don't let him get the shot up and make him earn him from the foul line.
So Alassaware will have one. The officials confer a little bit. Want to make sure the foul was called on 32, Ed Waite. It was. The Blackbirds now lead by 7. 17:59 to go. Second half. Mike Myers Kitt will check in. He's actually the game's high scorer with 16. Mike was brilliant in that first half.
Yeah, he was brilliant and really got the Hawks back into this game. We'll see if he can carry over that hot shooting here in the second half.
The lefty, Alassaware. Hits his free throw, so it's back to an 8-point Blackbird lead. Under 18 to go now in the game. Steele across the timeline, right-hand dribble. Swings it to the left wing, and Austin Tillotson. Austin will hand back off to Jesse Steele, 25 showing on the shot clock. Steele with Garner on him. Will dribble over to the right wing. Up top of the key, Myers Kidd. He's open. Puts it on the floor with a left hand. Goes down low, left block. Where? Top of the key way, Ed pumps. Now takes the long two. And it's in and out, no good. And the rebound on Onyeche.
He's got to shoot it right away. That little hesitation, I think, cost him.
Alassaware gets a handoff here. And the ugh that you hear from Steve, and I can echo that, as Ed Waite picks up just not a good foul on a screen switch right over half court. He'll take a seat. Deion Nesmith will come in. And that's what the coaches are saying.
He has to come out now because of that bad foul.
And, you know, and Ed just has a propensity to pick up weak fouls, too. The play before on Olasaware, and now here, 30 feet away from the basket.
Garner gets it to go, and he's fouled. C.J. Garner showing the athleticism. He puts LIU up 10.
And what's too bad now is that it seems to me that the Julian Boyd technical foul has worked against the Hawks because now LIU getting every whistle. And again, it's not the Hawks' fault. It's not Marcus Ware's fault. It's not Ed Waite's fault that Julian Boyd lost his cool and screamed at the official. But now it's 4 fouls to 1, and a lot to do with it is because Boyd picked up the technical, and now a lot of chippy calls going against the Hawks.
Garner converts the three-point play, 53-42 LIU. Let's go ahead and circle that Julian Boyd technical. I don't want to remember when it happened.
47-41, and Jesse made one foul shot. So 47-42 as Marcus Ware throws it away.
They'll go back to the Blackbirds. They're up 11, and they're close to potentially reopening this game up.
And the Hawks haven't scored since Jesse Steele's foul shot on the Boyd technical.
It was 47-42 after
Jesse made the foul shot on the technical. Hawks are down 5.
MU back into a 2-3 zone. Culpo pulling a deep three. No good, in and out. The rebound out of bounds. It goes off of Marcus Ware. Just a simple case of Marcus not being able to grab the ball. He really wasn't contested.
And these are big rebounds here. Culpo throws up a bad shot earlier. You can't get the rebound. Now a 40% three-point shooter misses an open one, and you can't get the rebound again.
Garner, nifty move in the lane. Floater is good. C.J. Garner's a player. Third leading scorer on this team, averaging 11 a game. LIU up 13. 16:30 to go, second half. Mike Myers kick. Baseline drive. Mike, layup is, I don't know if it was blocked or what. Mike got the rebound and put it in. He's got 18. Onyechi ahead of the pack. His intended pass is deflected away by Deion Nesmith, showing those football skills trailing the play.
And that's a nice play by Deion as it looked like Onyechi was ahead of the floor as Julian Boyd checks back in. Nice tip away from Deion, or LIU might have had another layup in transition.
55-44, LIU leads. Onyechi will take a seat. Boyd, with that technical, will come back in. Brickman to inbound. He goes to Culpo in the corner. He'll pump it a three, and he's fouled by Mike Myers' kit before he can get into his shot. That's Monmouth's fifth foul here in the second half. LIU has one. Let's do some quick math while you make your next point.
And that is a foul, though, on Mike Myers. Mike closes out. Culpo puts a move on him. And then Mike puts two hands on him to stop his drive. That's always going to be a foul.
Olasaware has it top of the key. He'll move on Steele. Behind the back. Pull up at the foul line. No good. Short. Offensive rebound, Boyd. He falls to the ground, but he kicks it back out to Olasaware. Bit of a scramble situation. Boyd, free down low. Floater is no good. But another foul called on Marcus Ware. And by my count, you combine the first and second half, that is 19 fouls called on the Hawks and 7 on the Blackbirds. Just saying.
Yeah, and Marcus, the Hawks do foul, though. I mean, you are
what you
are.
Oh, no, some of them are fouls.
You are what you are, and the Hawks are always, always over the limit early. They're one foul away from being over the limit with not even 4 minutes gone by in this first half.
Yeah, we haven't even reached the second half. We haven't even reached the media yet.
Right.
Julian Boyd at the line. I'll tell you, Julian Boyd looks a lot like Chevy Troutman for Pitt, if you remember him back in the day.
Absolutely.
And I think Julian Boyd would be, as he hits the free throw, would be better served finishing out his pretty great college basketball career and becoming a tight end.
Olasaware, too, could probably play tight end. They're both very stocky guys and very athletic.
Saying the Giants, you know, Ballard's a nice player, but...
Yeah.
Boyd, it's the second one. 57-44, Blackbirds lead. 16:01 to go, second half. Mike Myers' kid on the right wing. They swing it along the perimeter. It's Austin Tillotson right in front of us. Now Nesmith in the left corner. Drives around Culpo. His take is blocked by Olasaware. LIU will now try to go in transition. Garner off an outlet pass. Tries to find Boyd. It's poked away by Tillotson. Back the other way. Monmouth comes. Steele will lead the 3-on-3 into the corner. Myers' kid, 4-3. No good. And the rebound to Olasaware. He now with an outlet pass. Garner with a tough catch. His lob for Boyd is dunked with two hands.
And it seems like when LIU gets a rebound, they hardly even look when they outlet the ball. They just want to get out and run. That time it proves effective as Boyd gets another alley-oop.
Tillotson knocks down the pull-up jumper at the foul line. 59-46, Blackbirds now lead.
The Hawks have run that secondary down screen very well in this game, getting a lot of shots off of it.
Brickman around Tillotson, leaves for Boyd. Layup, good, count it, and a foul. And another foul that just didn't need to be called, as it'll be a potential three-point play for Julian Boyd.
Two things, though. Bad on-the-ball defense as Brickman goes right past the defender into the lane. Phil Wade has to step up and help. The opposite wing has to drop and help the helper. Jesse Steele again late. He was later in the first half, too.
15:06 to go, second half. We'll step out for 1 minute with LIU leading by 15 on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
There's great family fun at the Penalty Box Cafe at Jersey Shore Arena in Farmingdale. Wednesday nights, it's a family laser tag special with pizza, soft drinks, arcade tokens, and unlimited laser tag for four for $45. For just $10 per person every Friday and Saturday night, it's 3 hours of open laser tag. Planning a birthday party for your kids? Have an arcade party. They'll get arcade tokens, unlimited pizza, soft drinks, make your own sundaes, plus laser tag. Check out PenaltyBoxCafe.com for more information. Located at Jersey Shore Arena on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale.
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction? Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit envisioneyecare.com.
For ticket information and the latest Monmouth basketball news, visit GoMUHawks.com.
61-46, LIU Brooklyn leads Monmouth with 15:06 to go in the second half of action. Alongside Steve Bazzaz, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Phil Harding back in the studios of 1160 WOBM, engineering today's broadcast. Julian Boyd for the host Blackbirds will try to convert a conventional three-point play. After he was fouled before the timeout, he does. It's now a 62-46 LIU lead.
And the Hawks just have to start getting some better shots, better looks. And, you know, they've gotten some attempts at the rim, but then that's where the size of Boyd and Olasuwer come and swat the shot away.
Austin Tillotson gets free down low. He goes to the basket. His shot is blocked, but he is fouled, and it will go to the line for a couple of free throws.
And, you know, we've seen some of the Hawks get to the rim. That time Austin got to the rim and got fouled. But Will Campbell, Dion, Jesse, they've been getting some shots at the rim, but they've been getting a lot of blocks here from LIU. Is now they're credited for three blocks on the game. I thought they've had more than that. But even if you don't block a shot and alter it, you know, and the size of the Hawks guards, a lot of them are all 6 feet and under.
Brandon Thompson comes in. He'll take out C.J. Garner. Tillotson goes one of two. He missed the second. Loose ball. He dives on it, and he keeps it alive. He'll go over to Nesmith. Dion loses it. Over to Thompson. Tillotson steals the outlet pass. Austin layup good at 62-49.
Austin Tillotson is so heady and just knows where to be, and he always seems to be in the right place at the right time.
Brickman runs it into the front court. Over to Boyd. They go in the right corner to Culpo. He'll put it on the floor. Go back to Julian Boyd. Boyd backs down Phil Wade. His shot good. Count it and a foul on Phil. And Julian Boyd is doing whatever he wants on the floor right now.
I just don't understand how a 6'7 guy can back your 7'1 guy in and then turn, spin, put a shoulder into him, knock him off balance, score, make it, and go to the foul line.
It's probably because Julian Boyd's going to be playing for the Saints next season. See what year he is as he hits the free throw. He's only a junior. Okay, so you have to wait 2 years. And Phil's not.
No, he's not.
65-49, Blackbirds. 14:20 to go in this second half. Mike Myers kit, top of the key. He has Culpo on him. I'd like to see him take him down low. He dumps it down to Ware on the left block. Marcus picks up his dribble, flips it into the corner to Tillotson. Right back to Marcus. Nice move around Boyd. Loses it, however, and Culpo comes away with it.
And also, when the Hawks have something going, it looks like they're always getting stripped.
Boyd, tough catch in the lane. He gets the shot to go, but he bowls over Mike Myers' kit, who drew the charge, and Mike is down. See, that's why he should play in the league, though. See that catch?
Nice catch in transition. I mean, he runs the floor great, Eddie. I mean, both these bigs, Olasuwer and Boyd, are very impressive, and Boyd really runs the floor and can get up and catch the ball. Also catch it up high
at its highest
slam
point,
it
right.
down.
He'll now have to go to the bench. On Yechi will come in. Credit Mike Myers Kitt for standing in and drawing that charge. As Boyd goes about 230 on paper, and Mike goes about 180 on paper, which means he's like 165. He has it top of the key. Now Will Campbell has come back in. Left-hand dribble into the lane around Thompson. Tries the wrap pass for Marcus Ware. Goes away, but Nesmith tracks it down for the Hawks. Tillotson top of the key. Skip pass over to Campbell in the right wing. Will puts it on the floor with the left hand. Push off, no call. Layup is good. Will got away with one, and he gets one to go.
Nice take by Will Campbell. Little floater in the lane. Away from the big guys, though, as Brickman extends his arm a little bit on the drive.
Down low, and Yechi with a steal. He dunks it with two hands as Alasa Ware found him.
Now we've seen Marcus Ware really have a hard time fighting over on the post, and that's probably the third basket that we've seen where Marcus just has a hard time fighting himself to the front.
Campbell, pull for three straight away. In and out, no good. Alasa Ware skies for the rebound. Brickman in to the front court in a hurry. Leaves down low for Onyechi. Up top, Colpo. He'll now settle. We played 7 minutes in the second half. It's a 16-point LIU lead. Down low, Alasa Ware. His shot, no good, but a foul called. It'll look to go on Deion Nesmith. Monmouth's ninth foul in the second half as they call that foul on Marcus Ware instead. It'll be a couple of free throws coming for Jamal Alasa Ware. Not sure why we have a little stoppage here. Ed Waite, Jesse Steele ready to check in. The whole LIU bench went over to talk to Coach Ferry. Not really sure what's happening. Coach Rice talking to one of the officials as well. I don't know if it's a clock issue or if everyone's decided to kind of take a siesta right now. There's just nothing going. No one's kind of standing around.
And this is the, I think this is the first shot of two shots, and they're letting the subs in now.
Unless did they call it on the floor, and it's a 1-1? It's chaos right now. Nesmith will take a seat. Marcus Ware will take a seat.
And the ref just signaled two shots, so.
The five Hawks are Steele, Campbell, Tillotson, Myers, Kitt, and Ed Waite. Alasa Ware hit the first free throw. Garner's coming back in for the Blackbird. They now lead by 17. Again, they led by 19 early. And Monmouth cut it to six at halftime. That lead has swelled back up. Alasa Ware misses the second, and Waite pulls down the rebound. Outlet pass to Mike Myers Kitt. Mike will make a move with the right hand, now pull it back to the top of the key. He's got Alasa Ware on him. He's cut off on the right block. Kicks it out to Tillotson. Austin will momentarily think about a drive. Now he'll wave everyone over and dribble to the top of the key. 13 on the shot clock. Not great floor spacing this possession for the Hawks. Campbell layup is good all the way. He gets around Alasa Ware.
Campbell causing Brickman some problems defensively as Will's able to get into the lane and score again at the rim.
Thompson, skip pass for Garner. He'll momentarily drive baseline, now pull it out to the top of the key with 20-2 on the shot clock. Garner's got steal on him. He'll move with the left hand. Stops at the left elbow, picks up his dribble. Nowhere to go with it. Now to Brandon Thompson in the corner. Thompson, down low on Yechi. Back on Ed Waite. Reverse layup is missed, but he's fouled by Ed.
And the Hawks really just getting manhandled in a post in this half as every LIU post player seems to get position easy and either back down the Hawks or the Hawks late getting over on the front, bounce pass in for a dunk or layup.
On Yechi, who's again wearing the number 24 jersey because his number 32 original jersey has blood on it.
And that's now 10 fouls for Monmouth in this half, 3 for LIU. Just the fouls seem to swell after the Julian Boyd technical, which seemed to work against the Hawks. But also the Hawks do foul. You know, we don't want to be completely one-sided, is that the Hawks seem to always be in this problem, and it can't be every set of officials' fault every game.
Right, but LAU's only committed 3, as Onyechi goes 2 of 2. Again, they don't foul much. We said it earlier. They fouled their opponents 270 times. The Hawks have fouled theirs 114 more. Next whistle gets us the under 12. Campbell drives around Thompson. Into the corner for Myers Kitt. His three is good. Mike Stumpf on fire, and he cuts the LIU lead to 14.
And Mike Myers, when he's in those corners and he gets an open look, he's going to knock it down. Nice look from Will Campbell on the kickout.
70-56, LIU, 11:36 to go, second half. Olasaware, tough catch from Brickman. He stepped on the out-of-bounds line. It'll go back to the Hawks.
And Mike Myers showed a hedge, and right on that hedge, it was a nice play by Olasaware as he slipped right when Mike Myers hedged on the ball screen. Olasaware just was unable to come up with a clean catch and stepped out of bounds.
We've reached the under 12 media timeout. 11:32 to go, second half. It's 70-56, LIU over Monmouth. We'll step out for 60 seconds right here on your home for the Monmouth Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
Stay connected with the Monmouth University Hawks through a variety of social media outlets. Search and like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook. Follow the Blue and White on Twitter at MU Hawks. And check out youtube.com/Monmouth Hawks. Visit the social media hub of all of our Hawks teams at gomuhawks.com/connect. Your one-stop source for all MU Athletics social media. See what coaches, players, and fans are saying about the Hawks and get involved with MU through social media.
Are you retired and interested in making some extra money? Are you a stay-at-home parent with a little free time? Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service is looking for part-time school bus drivers to transport children in your area. If you have a clean driving record and are available 4 to 5 hours a day, you could make up to $15 an hour with Helfrich. No experience is necessary and training is provided. You'll even get a bonus if you already have a school bus license. To apply, visit Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service at 503 South Laurel Avenue in West Keensburg.
This is King Rice, and you're listening to Monmouth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
Monmouth trails Long Island, LIU Brooklyn, 70-56, 11:32 to go in the second half.
And the Hawks actually shooting well in this half, Eddie, 8 of 15, 53%. But how about this for LIU? 9 of 12 from the field, 75%. 9 of 10 from the foul line, that's 90%.
Myers kid another three. This one way off side iron. Ed Wade offensive rebound. His putback is swatted by Onyechi, and Brickman can't control it as he knocks it out of bounds. So the Hawks catch a break, and they'll get it back.
I love that Ed Wade hits the offensive glass. Like to see that slide dribble to the left hand, to the reverse layup, and instead of getting blocked, maybe he can get a shot off.
Tillotson set to inbound. Gets it into Jesse Steele, top of the key with Garner on him. We'll move with the left hand into the lane. Jesse, nice pass into the corner to Myers Kitt. Another shot, no good. And the rebound comes down to Steele, who hustles to take it away from Thompson. Top of the key, Tillotson. Tries to go down low to Ed Wade. It's a crazy sequence. Back-to-back turnovers. Ed Wade ends up with it. Count it, and a foul down low.
A lot happened on that play.
I couldn't even get it all in.
It just seems like every time the Hawks have something going to the basket, LIU gets one hand on it and seems to strip the Hawks as they're going to the basket. Another shot went off. The Mike Myers shot that went up, Ed Wade was able to tip it, and Jesse Steele was able to come up with it. So Ed really working hard on the offensive glass, gets rewarded off the Jesse Steele steal, and then pass to Ed, now going for the three-point play.
It was a ball off someone's foot. It was kind of crazy. All you know is that Ed Wade just converted a conventional three-point play to cut this LIU lead to 70-59. Final score, St. Francis, Pennsylvania, Steve, beat Quinnipiac 74-71 at home.
And that's not good for the Hawks, as PA is definitely one of those teams that the Hawks will be fighting with for playoff positioning.
Garner, down low to Onyechi, power dunk with two hands.
And boy, how many dunks are LIU going to seem to get in this game?
Myers Kitt cut off on the baseline by Julian Boyd. Also, Mount St. Mary's with a win today. Campbell, top of the key. Three is good. And he cuts that LIU lead back to 10.
I wouldn't mind seeing Coach Rice go to a 2-3 zone. It just seems like that the Hawks are having a hard time guarding them.
Down low, Onyechi spins on Ed Wade, lays it in. Ed can't foul because he's in foul trouble, and Onyechi gets an easy one to go.
I think the Hawks need to go to a 2-3 zone because they have proven that they can't guard LIU in this half, as I think LIU might be shooting near 80% now.
Ed Wade drives baseline side, layup blocked by Onyechi again. Boyd pulls it down. That's two in a row Ed's gotten sent back. How about a ball fake? Garner works down low, leaves for Brickman, top of the key, left-hand dribble. We'll leave for Onyechi, but Ed Wade draws the charge here. Good defense from Ed.
Good job by Ed Wade to step in, and anytime somebody jumps in the air to make a pass, it should always be a charge as long as the defender steps in hard and takes that charge.
We began to say it earlier as Phil Waits come in, but Mount St. Mary's has defeated Bryant. That score also not good for Monmouth.
And Brian's a team that you would rather have them just knock off the whole league, as they're still not eligible for NEC play. The main team that I think the Hawks might have to fight with for positioning is St. Francis PA.
Mike Myers' kit down low. Gets free, loses it.
Another strip by LIU.
Colpo comes away with it ahead of the pack to Brickman. Goes down low. That's a loss aware. He goes down to the ground. Ball out of bounds. They say it went off of Phil Waite, and it will remain with LIU. A loss aware fell spinning baseline. It looked as though he saved it, but if he fell,
I think he knocked it off of Phil Waite down low, so ball stays with LIU. But another Hawk drive as Colpo puts up a three.
And he knocks it down. Monmouth cut it to 10, and as soon as they do, it's a quick 5-0 run for LIU.
And the Hawks have proven that they can't guard LIU in the half court.
He got 77 points with 9 minutes left. Phil Waite jump hook, no good. Ball rebounded by Alasa Ware. Football outlet pass to Garner. He'll lay it in. And it's now 79-62. Steve, they go D to O so quick.
Yes, they do, and that's the way they like to play, Eddie.
Now, they're on pace to score over 100 in this game as Campbell has it top of the key, left-hand dribble. Floater in the lane, blocked by Colpo. He telegraphed it.
Here they come.
Ahead to Garner. He'll leave for Alasaware. Oh, baby! Dunks it with two hands. And Coach Rice has to take a timeout. A 9-0 run for LIU. After that Campbell three cut it to 10, they lead 81-62.
But when you put up bad shots, and that time Will Campbell put up a bad shot and got blocked, that's what happens against a team like LIU, who goes from defense to offense in a hurry, because that's what they're that's what they practice. They want to get that ball, they want to outlet it, and they want to run. And that time, Alasaware beat everybody down the floor, because Alasaware was on the block when Will Campbell probably got blocked at the foul line. So Colpo blocks Will Campbell, they get an outlet, and Alasaware runs from the block, catches it about a little past the foul line, and then dunks it, and beats everybody down the floor.
If LIU goes to the NCAA tournament for the second straight year, it will be in large part to by far the most athletic forward tandem in the conference, Julian Boyd and Jamal Alasaware. And I might call the Giants and let them know about them. Campbell will go to Tillotson, right wing. Down low, Phil Waite. He'll dunk it with a right hand. It's 81-64.
And that's nice to see from Phil Waite as he gets positioned down low and is able to get the dunk attempt going up strong. See if the Hawks have one last run in them.
Brickman will run it across half court. He'll give it to Garner. Now back to Brickman. Left-hand dribble into the lane. He'll leave for Colpo up top. Quick pull at a three. No good. Short. Boyd beat his own teammate Alasaware for the rebound. Hits a cutting Colpo who lays it in. And LIU, Steve, is so good offensively.
They are good offensively, and when you give them second chance points, they're going to be hard to stop.
Steal around Garner. Tries to pass to Phil Waite. Nowhere to go with it. Garner comes away with it. He tripped. Keeps his momentum. Garner, one on three. Left hand layup is good. He took the whole team on there.
And C.J. Garner's a good player, but nobody stopped the ball, and he just went way to the rim and scored.
LIU is out to their largest lead of the game at 85-64. Next whistle gets us the under 8 media timeout. Campbell dumps it down low to Phil Waite. Phil spins baseline. Short shot is good for the big man.
That's a nice shot from Phil Waite as he gets into the lane, gets positioned deep, and is able to score. Hawks got to look for him more if he's going to get that kind of position.
Brickman around a walking screen from Alasaware. A little hand for Boyd, who will give for Alasaware, and he kicks it, but there's a foul called as he was trailing the play. It looks to go on Mike Myers' kit. It will, and that'll get us to our under-8 media timeout. 7 minutes, 18 seconds left in the second half. LIU leads Monmouth 85-66. We'll step out for 60 seconds right here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
1-800-526-RUGS. Need new carpet or flooring? It's a brand new year and it's going to be a good one. And Smart Carpet and Flooring is helping to start this year off right with our annual New Year's sale. Going on right now, you can shop at home and save up to 50% off typical store prices. Plus, save an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. That's right, an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. Plus, pay only $49 for your installation. We even move your furniture. Need new hardwood flooring? How about solid oak hardwood flooring from $4.99 a square foot installed? Or solid Brazilian cherry from $6.99 a square foot installed? Need laminate flooring, vinyl flooring, tile? We have incredible deals on everything. So take advantage of this once-a-year sale and save an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. And call Smart Carpet and Flooring today.
1-800-526-RUGS.
Follow the Monmouth Hawks home and away on the Shore Sports Network.
7:18 left in this second half. Undefeated in league, LIU leads Monmouth 85-66, and it's been an impressive offensive display. Oh my God, is that their shooting percentage in the second half?
Yeah, LIU is shooting 80% in the second half, 16 of 20.
That's unbelievable.
They're 9 of 10 from the foul line as Olasuwe is going to the line again as he bangs the first one down. So now they are 10 of 11 from the foul line, but I think Coach Rice knows that this game's going to be a tough comeback. So instead of falling into the 2-3 zone, I think he's just going to make the Hawks compete and play it out and keep playing hard. And you know what? If they hit 100, then so what? You're just going to have to keep playing.
If
or when?
87-66 after Olasuwe knocks down a pair of free throws. Nesmith will pull for three in transition and knock it down for MU. I shouldn't say that. Hopefully, Monmouth will keep LIU under that century mark. As Brickman runs it up court in a hurry, he'll hand for Culpo. He'll go down low to Olasuwe. And Mike Myers' kit is called for the foul on the block.
Now that time I thought Olasuwe shuffled his feet before on the spin move. But Mike Myers called for the foul. But you know what? That was an easy catch for Olasuwe down there. I mean, you got to make it tough on these guys on the catch. Or if Olasuwe or Boyd or Onyeche are going to catch the ball deep, well, you're going to be in trouble because they're that good, they're that powerful, they're that athletic.
Olasuwe at the line, 6:59 to go, second half. His free throw makes it 88-69. The Blackbirds have hit 100 one time this season. They defeated Texas State back on December 20th, 100-84. The second free throw from Olasuwe also good. They're now up by an even 20 spot at 89-69. This is actually the second most points that they've scored all season, Steve, outside of that 100. Ed Waite down low, skip to Jesse Steele. He'll pump it a three. Jump to pass. He'll leave it one for Tillotson. Austin, nowhere to go with it. We'll go Myers Kitt, top of the key. Over to Nesmith. He'll pump it a three and drive baseline. Leave it for Ed Waite. Ed shot up. No good. Trickled across the rim. Ed put back. No good. And the rebound to Kenny Onyechi. Under 6.5 to go, second half. The Blackbirds up by 20 with the basketball. Olasuwe will hand for Brickman, top of the key. We'll go over to Garner. Down low, Olasuwe gets free. His layup is good. They got 91 now. So easy.
Very easy. And again, the LIU bigs just manhandling the Monmouth bigs right now.
Mike Myers' kit has it on the left wing. Around a ball screen from Ed Waite. Mike dumps it down low to Ed. Ed, righty jump hook is good. 91-71 now. Culpo, free ahead of the pack. He'll pull for a long two. 93-71.
Eddie, it's just way too easy for these guys as they're getting all layups and wide open shots. And
Jesse Steele dumps it down low to Ed Waite. Ed drives baseline. He's fouled by Kenny Onyechi. Looked as though Ed Steve might have got away with a bit of a hook, as that's LIU's fifth team foul.
And Monmouth over 10, and they were over 10 a while ago.
5:35 to go, second half. LIU leads by 22. Ed will hand for Tillotson. Austin drives baseline, kicks one into the corner. Steal for three, no good. He struggled today. Olasuwe with a rebound to Garner. He's going to go up court in a hurry. Garner tries to kick at the Culpo. Steele trailing the play, knocked it out of bounds.
And C.J. Garner and Brickman are just so good in transition. And Garner is more of a scorer in transition as he's going to get the ball and look to get to the rim. And by doing that, he's going to draw the defense and kick the shooters. And Brickman is really the kind of opposite, as he's going to get the ball and look to distribute and find guys in transition, as Brickman's found a lot of the streaking big men. We also saw Garner throw Boyd an alley-oop in the first half, which was a nice one-handed catch and slam.
And down back the other way in the second half. They've connected twice. They're put together well. Phil Waite and Will Campbell into the game. They've got athletic bigs. They've got really two point guards on the court at all times.
Yep.
And try another lob here. Onyechi couldn't catch it. And Steele comes down with it. Jesse. cross court to Mike in transition to Tillotson. Austin will lay it in. 93-73.
And that's good. Transition basketball from the Hawks. You get the diagonal pass to Mike. Draws the defense. Dump off to Austin Tillotson, and he's able to finish.
As we were saying, as Garner dribbles with steel on him, LIU is constructed well. They have bigs who are athletic. They've got point guards, and they got a shooter in Culpo. Garner turnaround, no good. Culpo rebound, put back is good. And it's going to be really interesting to see, as LIU now has 95 points, what they shoot for this second half, as they're still around 80%. Tillotson finds Mike Myers kick cross court. Mike's three is good. Mike's got six threes in this game.
Mike really shooting the ball extremely well, and I think he's found a great little role coming off the bench. And it's not really a little role, it's a big role, but coming off the bench and tries to take a charge there, but no call.
Onyechi bowls him over, gets the layup to go, 97-76. MU's scoring, and LIU gives up about 80 a game, but they're really, really well offensively here. Phil Waite turnaround, no good. He's fouled by Onyechi on the arm. It'll be two free throws for Big Phil.
Eddie, we've yet to see Central Connecticut this year, but I think, not that we're going out on a limb, but LIU, and I believe we saw Robert Morris earlier in the year, and they have some really good guard play with Jones and Williams. LIU seems to have the best of everything. They have good guard play, and they have the two probably best bigs in the league, and they're on the same team. It's not like they have Boyd's the best big and Olasaware is just okay. I mean, they're both very good. They might be the two best bigs in the league, with the exception of Ken Horan. Ken Horan probably the best big in the league. But LIU seems to have the best balance of everything. And when you do that, you shoot the ball well, you have good point guard play, and you have two dominant big men. They're obviously the favorite to win the NEC. I think Wagner would probably be the second choice, but we haven't seen Central Connecticut yet. So,
nifty move by Jarrell Martin, who's off the bench and into the game, but he missed the shot.
And something different, too, is that Wagner's bigs, while they're athletic, they don't really have a back-to-the-basket game. And these bigs, Boyd, Olasaware, Onyeche, they're athletic, they can block shots, but they also can play with their back to the basket and run the floor. So they kind of have the best of all worlds, talking about NEC big men.
We've reached our final media timeout of the game. 3:52 to go. LIU leads Monmouth 97-76. We'll step out 30 seconds. And when we come back, we'll wrap things up with the final 3 minutes and 52 seconds of action here on your home for Monmouth basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction? Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit envisioneyecare.com.
This is Ken Rice, and you're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on 1160 and 1310 AM, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Will Campbell, Jesse Steele, Max DeLeo, Mike Myers, Kitten, Phil Waite, your five Hawks on the floor with 3:50 to go in the second half. MU down 97-76 to LIU. Mike Myers, Kitten at the left elbow, loses it, and there's a foul called. The foul will go on Mike, who lost it. Actually, no, they call the foul on LIU's number 20, Booker Hucks. A little late in the game for a makeup call. Mike will go to the line for two.
Eddie, foul shots in this game. LIU Brooklyn, 24 of 28 for 85%. Monmouth, 5 of 11 for 45%. So it's kind of the trend. I mean, yeah, we're a little Monmouth biased, if you will, but the Hawks are always on the short end of foul shots, and the opponents are always shooting a ton of foul shots. And after a while, you know, that's the Hawks' problem. That's not the guys in stripes. That's Monmouth fouling too much and bad fouls and always in the penalty. They have to learn how to play defense without fouling.
Mike Myers' kit now has 26 as he knocks down two free throws. His great scoring effort's going to be lost in this contest. There's 3:30 to go. Olasaware drives on Mike and gets one to go. 99-78. This LIU team keeping with the tradition of some of their old school teams, those good teams in the mid to late 90s, Steve, that could just score at will.
Yeah, and Eddie, and they were fun to watch and, you know, beat Monmouth in the NEC championship as Monmouth was going for two in a row in that 97 season after winning their first, going to their first NCAA tournament with the Giraldo and Mustafa, Quincy Lee and Corey Albano and Big G down low. Monmouth makes the final again and then goes up against such an attack of Charles Jones and Richie Parker and Mike Campbell. And it was a close game, but Charles, the move I'll never forget is Charles Jones one-on-one against Mustafa Barksdale at the top of the key, and Jones just getting into the lane and scoring. And Charles Jones is one of the best players to come through the NEC.
Will Campbell makes one of two free throws after he was fouled going to the basket. 99-79, the score now. And that LIU team, I believe, they led the nation in scoring one year, and Jones led the nation in scoring in back-to-back years.
Yeah. And they play, I don't know if defense was their forte either, but they really like to get up and down the floor, and Jones was just fun to watch. And Richie Parker was one heck of a player, injured a lot towards the end of his career.
Mike Myers kit to a streaking Max DeLeo. Max will lay one in, 99-81, and we have a whistle.
And that 97 team from Monmouth, Eddie, started five seniors. After Giraldo graduated, you had Jeff Franklin was the starting point guard. So Jeff Franklin, Mustafa, Quincy Lee, Corey Albano, and Giedris Idiotis were the five starters. And you had some young guys coming off the bench during that year.
Check now is, again, Monmouth down 18. LIU will inbound it. The Hawks pressure full. 2:40 to go second half. And that LIU team, which featured Richie Parker, he's actually a bit of a playground legend now. And there's a video posted on the Northeast Conference's blog last year of him as Mike Myers' kid is fouled. He'll have a couple of free throws of him throwing an alley-oop at Rucker Park that got everyone crazy and up out of their seat and after a fantastic move. And that might be, I'm little of an NEC historian short of maybe the last 8-9 years, but the backcourt of Parker and Jones might be one of, if not the best backcourts in league history.
Well, it was definitely one of the most explosive, that's for sure. And they also had a couple other guys on that team. The point guard's first name is escaping me right now, but his last name was Mascali, if I'm not mistaken. And again, I was maybe 11 years old at the time, 12 years old, but the point guard was a very good player, Mascali. And they also had another guy by the name of Mike Campbell, who was also a bit of a street ball legend. And Mike Campbell was that 6'5", 6'6", swingman four. Like, he was more of, he played the four on that team, but he could really step out and do it all. And he was another guy who was very fun to watch and very talented.
LIU's been to the NCAA tournament four times, 81, 84, 97 in last year, 2011, as MU's down 17. The five Hawks on the court now are Daniel James, Mike Myers, Kit, Jesse Steele, Max DeLeo, and Will Campbell is getting free for a layup. Pete Aguilar, a freshman guard from the Bronx. LIU's hit the century mark for the first time, or the second time this season. This is their high-scoring game at 101-82 with 1:59 to go. LIU's got history too, Steve. They were, New York City basketball goes back all the way. And we saw St. Francis Thursday. They're the oldest team in the city. LIU actually won the NIT twice in 1939 and 1941. That was when the NIT was bigger than the NCAA. Good to see they've got the history recaptured here as Coach Ferry looks to continue to build a new tradition as foul is Robinson Odich Opar, the sophomore from Quebec who will go to the line.
And I always enjoyed going to see games in that old Paramount Theater. It was always kind of unique to go there and see a game and broadcast some games when we were students, Eddie, and watch usually the Hawks play against LIU. And, that was always a fun place to go see a game.
That was actually one of the first road games I ever broadcasted as a student was there. And I actually did that game with Chris Tobin, weirdly enough, back in my MCX days. It was a stage. It was the Paramount Theater. It was famous, world famous.
Absolutely.
It's 102-82 LIU. Daniel James tried to tip back a Campbell miss. It's no good. LIU's got all backups into the game, but they're still trying to score. And scoring is Kurt Joseph, a junior guard from Morganville, New Jersey. He actually went to Marlboro High School. I don't remember Kurt Joseph. Jesse Steele gets a layup to go. 104-84 the score. You're a Shore Conference guy. You were coaching the Shore a couple years. Remember Kurt Joseph?
I don't remember Kurt Joseph. He looks like he would be one of the dominant players in the Shore Conference.
As he brings it up, and he gets an assist there. 106-84, under a minute to go now.
Not much speed in the Shore Conference.
It says he went to Marlboro. I have to read a little further in the notes. He comes away with a steal here. Max DeLeo knocks the ball off of, well, it went off of me. And then Gary Colwell from WMCX with a nice catch.
Good hands from Gary.
That is good hands. Good job. 45.3 left in this game. LIU's up 22.
And Eddie, looking ahead at the Monmouth University schedule, as you know, some of these games are going to be huge. St. Francis PA, to me, projects to be the team that Monmouth might be fighting with for the 8 seed.
Well, Campbell lays it in off a fast break opportunity. 106-86. Looks like it'll be your final as there's 25 seconds left. Can you say right now, Steve, not to cut you off with 15 seconds left, that the biggest game of the season, hands down, is Thursday, January 19th, St. Francis PA at the MAC at 7 p.m.?
The Hawks have to win that game because St. Francis PA did a number on them out in Loretto earlier in the year. For the Hawks to have any chance at the NEC tournament, they probably have to win that PA game at home coming up. And obviously, you know, you come into this game, you're a team that's already struggling. You come on the road where you haven't played well on the road all year long, and then you come and play the best team in the conference, who now goes to 6-0 in conference play. They're the defending champions. They put up 106 points on you. So, yes, this game was going to be a tough game from the start. You take some positives out of it. You take the fact that Mike Myers really lit it up and is really taken to coming in off the bench. But that PA game, Eddie, really is a huge game coming up for the Hawks. If the Hawks can win that game at home, then they have a better shot to make the NEC tournament. If they lose that game at home, they're really going to be up against the wall trying to get into the NECs.
106-86. LIU Brooklyn defeats Monmouth University. The Hawks fall on the season, a 3-16 and 1-5 in league play. LIU improves to 12-6 and 6-0 in the conference. They've now won 7 consecutive games, and they look every bit the way a defending and hopefully, in their minds, future champion should look. Steve, Coach Rice is coming over right now, so we're going to keep the action right here at the court. We're going to welcome King in now. We'll then take a break and do final stats and wrap up. We are going to welcome Coach Rice in very quickly for his post-game press conference. And, Coach, we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us now. Tough one today, falling to the defending conference tournament champion, LIU 106-86. The Blackbirds, too much offensively. They got a lot of players that can score.
Yeah, they do. We, the second half, you know, we had it to 6 at halftime. We come out. They get buckets. We don't. They get on a run, and then they're the best team in the conference. And when you let them get on a run, they're hard to stop.
Coach, two things from me. I guess for a positive, Mike Myers hit really came out and played a pretty good game, really got hot from three-point range. How about Mike coming in off the bench and providing a little bit of a spark? And then the second thing of that is that it always seems like the Hawks are just always up against it from the foul line, where the Hawks don't seem to get to the line, and the other team just seems to get there all game long and really puts up a ton of foul shots.
Well, first off with Mike, Mike's been playing really, really well. Mike's been playing really, really well since he's come off the bench. I'm very happy with him. I was very happy with Will Campbell today. Will just battled like a senior. I'm proud of those guys. I'm not going to get suspended talking about free throws. But we foul more than any team on game day. But then if you look at numbers, everybody fouls more than us. But when we play those teams that foul more than us on game day, we're the team with all the 25 fouls.
As Coach, we'll get you out of here on this final point. And you look ahead now to Thursday night at home, getting to go back home for a couple of games. St. Francis, Pennsylvania, actually won today. They beat Quinnipiac. It looks as though that's a team that, and Steve said it during the broadcast, when you start looking at those NEC tournament berths, they're going to be right there with you guys. How important is Thursday night, January 19th?
Well, every game is important. Every game is a conference game, so it's important. We tried to explain to our guys last time, after our last game against St. Francis, New York, that if you beat St. Francis, New York, or you beat St. Francis, PA, it counts the same amount of games as if you beat Wagner. So it would just be a great win in the conference. I'm not even thinking about the conference tournament yet. We got to get better before we can even talk about that. St. Francis, the reason we need to want to play them is because they beat us badly the first time. So we should want to come back and play against them. And hopefully the home court will really help us.
Well, Coach, we'd like to thank you for joining us post-game. I know tough loss today, but we do thank you for giving us a couple minutes after every game.
Of course, and you guys know I always do that. And I want to say hello to my wife, Summer, and my sons, Julian and Alexander, and my in-laws are still here helping us. And I love you guys. We'll keep grinding, keep working to get better.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it.
Thanks,
again.
Coach.
Thanks for joining us.
All right.
That's Monmouth University head men's basketball coach King Rice joining us post-game. Steve, what we'll do now is we'll step out a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll look at final stats, and we'll look ahead to the next game for Monmouth. It's Thursday, January 19th at home against St. Francis, Pennsylvania at 7 p.m. We'll do so here on your home for Monmouth University basketball after a two-minute timeout, the Shore Sports Network.
For the latest and most up-to-date information on Monmouth University athletics, visit the official online home of the Blue and White, GoMUHawks.com. Check out the different features such as the new MU Athletics Virtual Guide, as well as videos, roster stats, and more. And don't forget to sign up for Hawk Vision, live streaming video of select Hawks teams, including every home men's basketball game with audio provided by the Shore Sports Network. Log on and check it all out at the online home of Monmouth University athletics, GoMUHawks.com.
Are you retired and interested in making some extra money? Are you a stay-at-home parent with a little free time? Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service is looking for part-time school bus drivers to transport children in your area. If you have a clean driving record and are available 4 to 5 hours a day, you could make up to $15 an hour with Helfrich. No experience is necessary and training is provided. You'll even get a bonus if you already have a school bus license. To apply, visit Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service at 503 South Laurel Avenue in West Keensburg.
1-800-526-RUGS.
Need new carpet or flooring? It's a brand new year and it's going to be a good one. And Smart Carpet and Flooring is helping to start this year off right with our annual New Year's sale. Going on right now, you can shop at home and save up to 50% off typical store prices. Plus, save an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. That's right, an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. Plus, pay only $49 for your installation. We even move your furniture. Need new hardwood flooring? How about solid oak hardwood flooring from $4.99 a square foot installed? Or solid Brazilian cherry from $6.99 a square foot installed? Need laminate flooring, vinyl flooring, tile? We have incredible deals on everything. So take advantage of this once-a-year sale and save an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. And call Smart Carpet and Flooring today.
1-800-526-RUGS.
For ticket information and the latest Monmouth basketball news, visit GoMUHawks.com.
We're going to wrap things up here courtside at the Wellness Center on campus of LIU Brooklyn, where the Blackbirds, the defending NEC tournament champions, defeated the Hawks 106-86. They put, let's see, 5 players. I can't count normally without talking. They put 5 players, Stephen, double figures, led by Julian Boyd's 28. They shoot a blistering 64% from the floor for the game, including 73% after halftime. Imagine if they would have shot their threes well. They only hit 3 of 14. But they win the game at the foul line. They score 25 points from the line. They outscore the Hawks in the paint, 64-46, and they go to a 20-point win.
How about that? 64 points in the paint.
That's staggering.
And then plus on top of the 64 points in the paint, 25 foul shots made. So that's 89 points right there out of the 106 from basically either in the paint or from the foul line. 89 points. That's just staggering right there. MU gets 30 points off of turnovers. LIU 23 off of turnovers. Second chance points, something I thought Monmouth needed to do well in order to have a chance in this game. LIU had 23 second chance points. Monmouth with 14. Fast break points was surprisingly even, although it seemed like LIU just had a ton more fast break points than Monmouth did. LIU had 16 fast break points, and Monmouth had 14. Bench points, Monmouth 45, and LIU 24. And a lot of the 45 was Mike Myers' kid, who had 27, if you want to go through some of the player stats, Eddie.
Yeah, very quickly again, Boyd goes 28-8 for LIU. Jamal Alassaware, 19-9, 14 points for a trio of players. C.J. Garner, Michael Colpo, and Kenny Onyechi off the bench. Again, LIU shoot 64% in the win. They actually scored 63 points in the second half. Monmouth was led by Mike Myers' kid, as Steve said, 27 points, including 6 of 9 from three-point range. Two other Hawks joining him in double figures. Will Campbell at 12, Austin Tillotson, 11 points, 5 assists. Nice little game for Austin as he continues to start for Coach Rice. But MU, they shoot 48.5%. It's not bad. They shoot 45% from 3. They go 9 of 17 from the line. They get out-rebounded. Actually, they do the out-rebounding, Steve. They get 17 offensive boards compared to 12 for LIU. The Blackbirds with a 4-rebound advantage for the whole game. But when you add that all up, it equals a 20-point win for LIU Brooklyn as well. Now do our final wrap-up, and let's look ahead to the next game Thursday night against St. Francis of Pennsylvania, who was victorious today against 74-71 over Quinnipiac, Mount over Bryant 64-60, New York over FDU 62-51. The other two games tipping off tonight at 7 o'clock. Final thoughts, Steve, to take away from this game now moving forward.
Well, from this game, Eddie, it was nice to see Mike Myers' kid have a hot hand off the bench. Coach Rice was happy with Will Campbell playing aggressive offensively and defensively. So, to me, the bench isn't the problem. It's really defensively the Hawks were just outmatched and really had no answer for any of the LIU bigs. And in transition, LIU seemed to get whatever they want. And then in the half court, whether it was dribble penetration or some of the bigs posting up with their back to the basket, Monmouth just really had no answer. And again, Monmouth shot pretty good from the field, but they really just couldn't get a stop defensively. And as you said, 63 points in one half is just staggering. So that's just too many points to give up in one half to have any chance at a comeback. And then I know Monmouth seems to be on the short end of ticky-tack fouls all the time. But after a while, as Bill Parcells always says, you are what you are. Monmouth fouls way too much. They just foul too much. How many games can there be, can we see throughout the year where Monmouth is going to be at 10 fouls with not even 10 minutes left to go in each half, you know? They're always in the penalty, it seems like it. And they have to play pressure defense without fouling, you know? And if they're not going to do that, well, the teams that they play all year are just going to be marched to the line all game long. And it just seems like these teams also hit their fouls against Monmouth, as Wagner shot well from the foul line and when Monmouth played them. And then LIU tonight, and again, they're top teams in the conference for many reasons, and part of the reasons that they shoot well from the foul line. LIU tonight, 25 of 30 from the line.
The next broadcast of Monmouth University basketball on the Shore Sports Network is Thursday, January 19th. The Hawks will welcome in St. Francis, Pennsylvania for 7 p.m. It's a must-win game if MU is to have any hopes at making the NEC tournament.
Eddie, that's a must-win game, and St. Francis PA really ran Monmouth out of the gym back on December 1st in Loretto, Pennsylvania. They won 71-49. Monmouth was really not playing well at the time, and even though Monmouth lost today, they're playing a lot better now than they were back when they played PA earlier in the year. So, and plus, Monmouth seems to play so much better at home at the MAC than they do on the road. So adding all those things up, that's a must-win game for the Hawks. If they want to sniff the NEC tournament, they have to come out with a win against St. Francis PA on Thursday night at home at the MAC.
It's a great job again, partner. I know not the outcome we wanted, but another solid job.
Eddie, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me. And, you know, hopefully Coach Rice and Monmouth can get the ship righted, and we'll see if they can get some momentum at home.
That's Steve Bazzaz. He'll be with me for another handful of broadcasts again the rest of the season. Also, Matt Harmon is our normal broadcast partner. Again, the NJ Sportscaster of the Year. I'm not going to let him forget it. For my broadcast partner, Steve Bazzaz, again, buddy, great job as always. We'll see you at a future broadcast.
Thanks, Eddie.
For my broadcast partner, Steve Bazzaz, and Phil Harding back in the studios of 1160 WOBM and the executive producer of Monmouth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network, Kevin Williams, I'm Eddie Iacopinti, signing off again. LIU Brooklyn 106, Monmouth 86. We'll catch you Thursday night at 6:45 on your home for Monmouth Basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
You've been listening to Monmouth Hawks Basketball on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's broadcast was made possible by the Monmouth University Department of Athletics in conjunction with Town Square Media, New Jersey. For future schedules and more on the Hawks, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com.